want to control risk? It's all about the handbook. From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify, sponsored by the Metafit Companies. Roger here, human capital management consultant, marketing guy, and today's voice for this podcast all about what a handbook does to defend your company against employee claims. One item we get a request for often is to create an employee handbook for a company. A company may not have one at all. They may have one, but need an update, etc. Based on the legal ramifications that could come from not having one in place, or having one that is not current, or having one that is too broad in scope, the last thing you want to do is not have one or do it yourself and do it wrong. So, don't have a handbook? Listen up. Have a handbook? Listen up. A while back, I had our director of our HR company join me on a podcast, and we talked about all of the aspects of HR we can deliver to our clients. Kim from Ben HR did a great job of outlining our services and our approach with clients, from being a company's entire human resources department down to project work and anything in between. In a recent team meeting, Kim gave us a dive into handbooks, and it was illuminating. First things first, are handbooks required? Not at all. So why should every company have one? And more importantly, why should you have us build your handbook? Before I get to the legal aspects, here are a few things a handbook addresses. To start, it can be used as an opportunity to welcome new employees, answer their questions, and set the standard expectations for their employment. It can be the repository for questions they may have. It can also assist the employer when incidents and claims arise. By the way, we use a local law firm that has drafted a template for handbooks. We know what should go into a handbook and consult as needed to stay accurate and compliant. So, why hire us? I'm guessing you don't want to take the time away from running your business to learn everything I'm about to outline. With that said, here are a handful of areas or categories that can be addressed by the company regarding policies. For general policies, start with these key areas. EEO, anti-harassment, anti-retaliation, disability accommodations, religious accommodations. Addressing these areas could help you defend against harassment and accommodation claims. Another category of payroll practices and compensation is to take a look at policies that include but are not limited to business hours and the standard work week, pay period and pay days, discretionary bonuses, paycheck deductions, meal and rest breaks, timekeeping, reimbursements. Having these policies defined helps defend the company against claims involving time worked, pay, classification, breaks, bonuses, commissions, travel pay, and time clock rounding. Another area that needs policies is daily conduct. In this category, again, not all-inclusive, would be policies like attendance, reviews, dress code, social media use, company assets. Here I'm thinking of use of or care of the cars you drive for work, laptops, iPads, phones, etc. Ethics and telecommuting. Policies outlined in this category defend the company against claims regarding remote work, attendance, company privacy, anything related to IT, etc. Health and safety affects all employees, and this category should outline policies regarding drug testing, substance abuse, a smoke-free workplace, workplace searches, and workplace violence. With these policies, you are helping defend the company against claims regarding drug testing, threats, and violence. And then it is recommended that the handbook have a category related to employee benefits and leave, Some of the policies here could include holiday, vacation, and sick days, bereavement leave, family and medical leave, pregnancy leave, and jury duty. These policies will help defend against claims relating to paid time off, FMLA, Wisconsin FMLA, etc. So, are you ready to learn all of this, or would you rather hire Ben HR to handle it for you? Here's a few more items to think on regarding your handbook and policies. Consider a provision that states that employment is at will. At-will employment means you can fire an employee at any time, for any reason, or without any reason at all. The employee can also quit the same way, for the same reasons. Certainly, if you have policies in place and you document the employee's behavior, that makes your job easier if the employee comes back with a claim. Either way, be prepared to defend a claim with documentation. Also, it is strongly recommended you include a signed acknowledgement of receipt of the handbook. And this is all well and good that you have a new handbook and you have all the employees sign off. However, if your supervisors and managers do not get trained on the policies, the content, the procedures for discipline and complaints, on how to handle workplace injuries or employee disabilities, how to consistently and fairly track time and breaks, the handbook will be ineffective. Applying these policies inconsistently opens the door to claims, which is the reason you built the handbook in the first place. You have to ensure the supervisors and managers understand the policies and follow and apply them consistently. Is that all? There actually is more to consider, and our Ben HR team will build the handbook to meet your company needs, rules, and requirements while putting you in the best position to treat your employees fairly, safely, and responsibly while reducing the company risk to claims and lawsuits. So, no handbook? Hopefully you see the value, the reduction in risk to the company that a handbook provides. You have a handbook but need an update or revisions? We'll take all of your policies and create a new handbook that gets you current and reduces your risk and stress. Want to talk with our Ben HR team about a handbook? Start with Kim at 262-207-1999 at extension 181. Or go to connectandsimplify.com and fill out a contact form. Let us get that handbook off your to-do list. Thanks for listening. Be well.
I'm Kurt Otto from the Benefit Companies. The Benefit Companies have been insourced by many hundreds of companies. Your insourced Benefit Companies human capital management team brings business experience across broad spectrums of industry no single business can possibly have. We've seen it all, solved every problem. Inflation, interest rates, punitive regulatory mandates, and competition for talent are having an unforeseen impact on business operations for many businesses. Our professional human capital management pros report many businesses aren't replacing employees who job shop. Rather, they are sharpening operations, focusing on the best profit centers and retention of loyal, productive employees. You probably cringe thinking about changing insurance benefits or payroll systems or retirement savings plans. Right now is the time to insource the Benefit Companies for a smooth conversion January 1st. We'll show how, then do all the work converting unused payroll from job shoppers into retention of your best people and increase profitability long term. Connect and Simplify. Insource Benefit Companies. Connect and Simplify. Come.